from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headline. The United States is to help Indonesia in countering terrorism. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciates performance of Indonesian military and police to save the party of democracy. Indonesian and U.S. defense ministers discuss strategic cooperation of the two countries. And now the news in detail. The U.S. defense minister James Mattis, after meeting with Indonesian defense minister Ria Mizar Triakudu at the Indonesian defense ministry in Jakarta on Tuesday, 23rd of January, said the U.S. will help Indonesia to fight against terrorism. He explained that terrorism has become common enemy of countries in the world that must be solved together.
Respond to any request from Indonesia on counterterrorism to include the special forces units that conduct counterterrorism, protecting the innocent people, and we must work together, larger problem.
Meanwhile, Indonesian Defense Minister appreciated the U.S. support to involve actively in maintaining the security in Southeast ASEAN region, especially to counter terrorism. Minister Ria Mizard said the support will give significant meaning because the U.S. has modern equipment to detect terrorism. The United States Defense Minister James Mattis met President Joko Widodo at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, 23rd of January. In the meeting, Minister James Mattis, accompanied by the U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia, Joseph Donovan, were welcomed by President Joko Widodo, who was accompanied by Minister of State Secretary Pratikno and Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs A.M. Fahir. After the meeting, the U.S. Minister Mattis conveyed that he, together with President Joko Widodo, discussed various things related to Indonesian and the U.S. partnership. Minister James Mattis also conveyed that he made sure that the U.S. commitment to support Indonesia, reminding the important role which played by Indonesia in the territory, including Indo-Pacific territory.
We talked about our partnership and how it's common ground in terms of respect from one democracy to another, and that I'm here to listen to your leaders and understand what it is we can do to assist you one democracy to another. You who are so important here in the Indo-Pacific region.
The U.S. Defense Minister James Mattis visiting Indonesia starting from January 22nd to 24, 2018. Before he met with President Joko Widodo, James Mattis has met Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and Defense Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu. The meeting with Minister Ria Mizard was Mattis' main agenda to Indonesia. The two defense ministers met at Defense Ministry's building and discussed about the increase of defense cooperation between the two countries. The two ministers also discussed efforts to strengthen cooperation within the Indonesian Pacific context, in particular to create a peaceful, stable, and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu discussed strategic cooperation with the U.S. Defense Minister James Mattis at the Indonesian Defense Ministry building in Jakarta on Tuesday, 23rd of January. At the meeting, Minister Ria Mizar to media said the two ministers agreed to strengthen and increase bilateral beneficial cooperation for the two countries. He said the maritime cooperation also become an important issue for Indonesia and the U.S. since Indonesia's vision as the world maritime axis.
Sebagai Menteri Pertahanan ya, di negara masing-masing dan bersama-sama untuk
as the defense ministers, we work together for common security in the region. Then we talk about important issues such as North Korea, South China Sea, Trilateral and Rohingya. We must not provoke North Korea, but we invite the UN to urge North Korea to keep international law. Furthermore, Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu also said the meeting also talked about lifting the ban for Indonesian Army Special Forces personnel to come to the United States. Minister Ria Mizar also explained that Minister James Mattis will try to help the lifting of the ban. So it is expected the Indonesian Army Special Forces are allowed to visit the country. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the leadership meeting of Indonesian military and police on Tuesday, 23rd of January, at the Indonesian military's headquarters in Cilangkap, Jakarta. In his speech, the president underlined has increased people's awareness on the implementation of safe and peaceful democracy party, both at the central and regional levels. According to the president, it has shown the increase of people's awareness and maturity in politics as well as positive performance of the Indonesian military and police in securing the implementation of presidential, legislative and regional heads election. Nevertheless, the president reminded all elements of the Indonesian military and police to invite all peoples to increase their maturity in politics. It is aimed that the implementation of the Democratic Party in Indonesia will run safely and peacefully.
Namun demikian, kita tidak boleh terlena.
We should not be complacent. We have to invite all national components to increase our maturity in democracy, to protecting our brotherhood security and order lines. We should be aware on dynamic movement which can bother Pancasila, the unitary state of Indonesia, NKRI or NKRI, the 1945 Constitution, and the unity in diversity. The leadership meeting, TNI and the police, or Polri, theme based on synergy, solidarity, and professionalism. TNI, Polri are ready to secure sustainable election of regional heads in 2018 and general election stage in 2019. In order to guarantee the sustainability of national development, the meeting was attended by 359 high officials from TNI and Polri. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the Indonesian general election of 2019 will be the most complicated election in the world. The Vice President explained it will elect both President and members of the Legislative Assembly. The Vice President asked in his address to the Indonesian Military and Police Leadership Meeting held at the Indonesian military headquarters in Cilangkapis, Jakarta on Tuesday that the military and police ranks and files to increase vigilance and tighten security to maintain peace and order. The vice president also said the challenges of the 2019 election will be different from those of the previous election. According to the vice president, the present community do not have the same ideology as the past community in casting vote. The present community are more regionally emotional and practical and tend to choose figures rather than ideology. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi handed over two Indonesian citizens who were previously taken hostage by Abu Sayyaf in South Philippines back to their families. Press statement of the Foreign Affairs Ministry on Tuesday, the two citizens, La Utu bin Ra'ali and La Hadi bin La'adi, have just been free from hostage on January 19. La Utu and La Hadi were handed over to return to their families, who were especially invited by the ministry from Sandakan, Sabah, Malaysia. The handing over was held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs building, Jakarta, on Tuesday. The two Indonesian citizens who work as fishermen at fishing vessel in Sabah, Malaysia. They were kidnapped and taken hostage by the armed group in the South Philippines in November 5, 2016. As many as 29 Indonesian citizens are still taken hostage by different groups, the Indonesian government will continue to pursue the releasing of other Indonesian citizens. And the last item. Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution has said Batam Island in Riau Island Province has an opportunity to be developed into a national logistic center due to its strategic position close to Singapore and its supporting infrastructure. Minister Darmin, when inaugurating Mayor General Eko Budi Supriyantno as Deputy for Infrastructure Development of the Batam Free Trade and Port Zone Authority, KPBPB, in Jakarta on Tuesday night, that the island could become the center of the logistic bonded zone or the likes. According to the minister, the Batam strategic location could be used for transit for ship before they continue their trips to transport various goods and commodities to eastern Indonesian region and other places in the country. Darmin added that Batam had also been equipped with various infrastructure needed to develop. Therefore, he stressed the need of close cooperation between the Batam City Administration and the Batam Authority Agency BP Batam to make the infrastructure become functional for various economic activities to develop the island. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. The United States is to help Indonesia in countering terrorism. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciates performance of Indonesian military and police to save the party of democracy. Indonesian and U.S. defense ministers discuss strategic cooperation of the two countries. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with commentary for today entitling U.S. Defense Minister's Visit to Indonesia. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis made a working visit to Indonesia amid efforts to resolve the conflict in Asia. During his visit in Jakarta, after received by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, James Mattis immediately met his counterpart Defense Minister Riamizard Triakudu. A number of issues became the attention of both government officials. As stated by Minister Riamizard Triakudu, they discussed, among others, the two countries' cooperation, North Korea, South China Sea, and Rohingya. Against these issues, Indonesia and the United States generally can be said to have the same view. On North Korea, for example, Indonesia also hopes that Pyongyang will stop its nuclear test. Related to Rohingya refugees, like Indonesia, the United States sees the need for handling efforts with attention to the human side. The United States Defense Secretary also pays attention to trilateral talks between Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines. James Mattis expressed the U.S. commitment to support the three countries' defense cooperation in Southeast Asia, especially in handling the entry of ISIS into Southeast Asia. Washington's support was made on the similarity that terrorism should be prevented from spreading. James Mattis' visit to Indonesia, in addition to being viewed from the perspective of various issues, has also become important regarding the follow-up of bilateral cooperation in the field of defense. As is known, Indonesia and the U.S. have agreed on defense cooperation through the Joint Statement in Comprehensive Defense Cooperation, signed in October 2015, when President Joko Widodo visited Washington. The commitment of the cooperation was reaffirmed when President Joko Widodo met President Donald Trump on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Germany last year. During this time, more than 6,000 Indonesian military and civil servants have studied in the U.S. Meanwhile, at least 61 U.S. officers have had the opportunity to attend the Indonesian Military Staffed and Command School in Indonesia. It is within this framework that the visit of James Mattis to Jakarta this time can be seen as strategic enough to enhance mutual understanding between the two countries, particularly in the form of defense dialogue and enhance the cooperation that is realized in concrete activities. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past, as recorded in history. We start from a tragedy of earthquake in Chile, which occurred on January 24, 1939. On January 24, 1939, an earthquake occurred in southern Chile with a strength of 8.3 on the Richter scale. The quake was one of the worst earthquakes in Chile's history. It was estimated as many as 28,000 people casualties. After the disaster, the Chilean government formed the Development Cooperation Agency to reconstruct and rebuild the country. On January 24, 1966, Air India plane crashed near Mont Blanc. On January 24, 1966, Air India airline plane with flight number AI-101 crashed near the top of Mont Blanc of the Alps, France. In the accident, all the passengers and crew of 117 people were killed. The plane that flew from Bombay, India to New York, the United States, fell when landed at Cointrin International Airport, Geneva, at 8 local time. We end today's segment of Today in History with the closure of Iranian airport on January 24,
1979. On January 24, 1979, after the word spread that Imam Khomeini would soon return to Iran from his exile in Paris, Prime Minister Shapour Bakhtiar from Pahlavi regime ordered that all airports in Iran must be closed to prevent the coming of Imam Khomeini. This condition led to the outrage of the people. Then there were happened major demonstrations in Iran. The figures of the revolutionary fighters, among others Ayatollah Murtada Mutahari and Dr. Behesti, also held strike at the Tehran University Mosque. Listener, that was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to the regular My Indonesia. Today we'll talk about the inauguration of Trans Sumatra Toll Road of Bakahuni Terbanggi Besar Line. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Trans Sumatra Toll Road of Bakahuni Terbanggi Besar Section 1 from Bakahuni Port to Bakahuni Interchange and the Section 5 of Lematang to Kota Baru Lampung in Lampung on Sunday, January 21. The 14.54 kilometers long of the inaugurated toll road, consisting of Trans Sumatra Section 1, which is 8.9 kilometers long, and Section 5 with 5.64 kilometers long. In his speech, President Joko Widodo said the Trans Sumatra Toll Road is one of the national projects. The president further explained, infrastructure in Indonesia is still lagging behind compared to neighboring countries, so that the government will inaugurate a number of other infrastructure projects until next year. President Joko Widodo admitted that the investment benefit from the Trans Sumatra Toll Road is still very small, with a long rate of refund. However, it does not prevent the government from accelerating infrastructure development in Sumatra Island. According to the president, the construction of the toll road is a necessity that cannot be delayed if Indonesia wants to win in competition with other countries. The Bakahuni Terbanggi Besar Road is one of 24 Trans Sumatra toll roads. Its construction spanned the investment worth about 16.8 trillion rupiah taken from 52% and 48% of the capital through the banking loan scheme. In its written statement, President Director of PT Hutama Karya Persero, I Gusti Ngurah Putra, said that the work of the Trans Sumatra Toll Road of Bakahuni Terbanggi Besar is done through the synergy of state-owned enterprises between Hutama Karya and four other state-owned enterprises, PP, Wika, Waskita Karya, and Adikarya. The operation of Bakahuni Terbanggi Toll Road will also support the 18 Asian Games connectivity in 2018, which will be held in Jakarta and Palembang. The inauguration ceremony was attended by the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Rini Sumarno, Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, Governor of Bank Indonesia, Agus Martowardoyo, Lampung Governor Muhammad Rido Fikardo, President Director of Hutama Karya, I Gusti Ngurah Putra, and President Director of PT Pembangunan Perumahan, Tumi Yana. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Here is our news in brief. The U.S. Defense Minister James Mattis, after meeting with Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu at the Indonesian Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Tuesday, 23rd of January, said the U.S. will help Indonesia to fight against terrorism. The United States Defense Minister James Mattis met President Joko Widodo at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, 23rd of January. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Triakudu discussed strategic cooperation with the U.S. Defense Minister James Mattis at the Indonesian Defense Ministry building in Jakarta on Tuesday, 23rd of January. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened leadership meeting of Indonesian military and police on Tuesday, 23rd of January at the Indonesian military headquarters in Cilangkap, Jakarta. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the Indonesian general election of 2019 will be the most complicated election in the world. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi handed over two Indonesian citizens who were previously taken hostage by Abu Sayyaf in South Philippines back to their families. And the last item, Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution has said Batam Island in Riau Islands province has an opportunity to be developed into a national logistics center due to its strategic position close to Singapore and its supporting infrastructure. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourism destinations in South Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, beautiful tourism destination in South Sulawesi can be found not only in Makassar, but also in Baru Regency, which has various kinds of tourism destinations with a beautiful scenery. One of them is Dutungan Island. Listeners, Dutungan Island, located at Cilelang Village, Palanro Hamlet, as a territory which is grown by green grass. Besides surrounding areas, there is also a cluster of thick trees. At the edge of the beach, it is also grown with shady mangrove trees. If you search further behind the island, there are clusters of beautiful rocks. When low tide, the hidden cave can be seen. Listeners, Dutungan Island has very beautiful marine view. Sea water of the island is so clear. From surface, small fish can be seen. They swim along coral reef, which make the place more exotic. If you want to see the beauty of the sea closer, you can snorkel, and you do not have to worry if you do not bring your own snorkeling equipment, because the island provides rental of snorkeling equipment with a quite cheap price. To rent the snorkeling equipment, you just pay around 50,000 rupiah for one day. Mm-hmm. Listeners, Dutungan Island is a tourism destination which is managed by the local people. This tourism object is also completed with supporting facilities such as restroom, clean fresh water, cafe, and restaurant. Besides, if you want to stay longer, you can rent lodging at surrounding area. The price of the lodging is quite cheap, starting from 250,000 rupiah. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring Dutungan Island in South Sulawesi Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is perkenalan, or in English, acquaintanceship. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Perkenalan. Perkenalan, in English, acquaintanceship. Saya Tony. Saya Tony, in English, I'm Tony. Asal Anda dari mana? Asal Anda dari mana? In English, where do you come from? Saya dari Jogja. Saya dari Jogja. In English, I come from Jogja. Kalau Anda dari mana? Kalau Anda dari mana? In English, how about you? Where do you come from? Saya dari London. Saya dari London. In English, I come from London. Orang Inggris. Orang Inggris. In English, British. Baiklah. Baiklah. In English, all right. Saya pergi dulu. Saya pergi dulu. In English, I'm leaving. Sampai ketemu. Sampai ketemu. In English, see you. Next, listener, is a conversation about perkenalan or in English, acquaintanceship. As usual, I'll say every sentence loudly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Tony and Sinta. Tony. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi. In English, good morning. Sinta. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi. In English, good morning. Tony, kenalkan saya Tony. Kenalkan saya Tony. In English, I introduce myself, I'm Tony. Sinta, saya Sinta. Saya Sinta. In English, I'm Sinta. Tony, Sinta asalnya dari mana? Sinta asalnya dari mana? In English, Sinta, where do you come from? Sinta, saya dari Jakarta. Kalau Anda dari mana? Saya dari Jakarta. Kalau Anda dari mana? In English, I come from Jakarta. How about you? Where do you come from? Tony, saya dari London. Saya dari London. In English, I come from London. Sinta, Anda orang Inggris? Anda orang Inggris. In English, you are a British, right? Tony, ya benar. Ya benar. In English, that's right.
Sinta. Baiklah, saya pergi dulu, sampai ketemu. Baiklah, saya pergi dulu, sampai ketemu. In English, alright, I'm leaving. See you. Listener to ask about someone's origin. You can say asal Anda dari mana, or dari mana asal Anda. In English, where do you come from? The word dari mana is usually used to ask about someone's origin. If someone asks you about your original town, you can say saya dari. In English, I come from. Then it is followed by the name of town, region, or country. For example, I come from Jogja. I come from London. I come from Indonesia. The country of origin is often connected with someone's citizenship. Like the dialogue, Sinta said that Tony is a British. Sinta come from Jogja. So, Sinta is a Japanese because Yogyakarta is a special administrative region in Java. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. See you next week with other interesting topics. Goodbye for now.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present some beautiful songs from Numata Music Group. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Raja Jatuh Cinta. Happy listening.
Ku tak bisa
The song Raja Jatuh Cinta that you've just listened tells about someone who fell in love. Unfortunately, the idol is not willing to accept the love. However, he doesn't want to give up. The song entitled Raja Jatuh Cinta is one of the leading songs of Numata Band. The band, which was formed in Bandung, consists of three siblings personal, namely Tantra piano player, Mala vocalist and guitarist, and Inu drummer and guitarist. All three siblings since childhood were already familiar with music. Tantra, Mala, and Inu are the children of Teti Kadi, an Indonesian female singer who was famous in the 70s era. The mother's expertise in music was revealed to her children. Then there was formed Numata Music Group. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Penjaga Hati featuring Teti Kadi by Numata Band. Happy listening.
Saat ku tak berdaya menyerah menyusuri hidup, jangan biarkan aku terluka. Ku di sini membutuhkanmu.
Masih bisu setia untuk menjagamu.
The song brought by Numata along with their mother, Teti Kadi, tells the story of someone who's struggling for the love. The struggle is not about to get love, but the struggle to maintain the love. Listener, since it was formed in July 2002, Numata has released four albums, namely Dengar in 2004, Numata in 2007, Three is One in 2009, and Cerita or The Past of Numata 2016. Most of the Numata songs theme romance, either about love, happiness, and sadness. But in the single Hidup Ini Indah from the album Cerita, The Best of Numata, Numata Band presents the theme of life. The lyrics of the song Hidup Ini Indah invites the audience to have more hope in life. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Hidup Ini Indah and Itu Saja by Numata Band. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Karena hidup ini indah.
Voice of Indonesia. Let's make the world green.
Kesungguhan hatimu itu saja.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
kau katakan padaku, sampai kapan kita akan bersembunyi? Oh, menutupi cerita cinta, karena kau tak seharusnya di sini. Terlanjur ku jatuh dalam pelukanmu kasihku. Terlanjur diriku duakan cintanya.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.